A change to the qualifications needed to serve on the Haines Port and Harbor Advisory Committee might not actually alter the makeup of the committee anytime soon, unless more people turn in applications. In August, the Borough Assembly approved relaxed restrictions for who can sit on the Port and Harbor Advisory Committee. Before, the 7-member group was to be composed of 3 commercial vessel owners, 2 non-commercial vessel owners, 1 tariff-regulated company owner or representative, and 1 community member at large who has a business related to harbor activities. Resident Mike Danker petitioned the Assembly to change those requirements. He said it was a constitutional violation to require a resident own a specific type of property to qualify for public service.
We need a process that's welcoming, and that was basically a property qualification or anything like that works as a keep out sign.
The new requirements took out the ownership mandate and replaced it with experience. It also reduced the number of commercial seats from 3 to 2 and added another seat for a community member at large. At an August meeting, Assemblyman Ron Jackson said it was the Assembly's responsibility to enable more balanced representation on the committee.
The harbor is not just the multiple user groups that are primary users down there. It's a resource of the entire community. And to balance that membership out a little more equally is the right thing to do myself. So.
The current Port and Harbor Committee and Harbor Master Sean Bell opposed changing the requirements at the time. Now, 3 committee members' terms are set to expire at the end of this month: Terry Pardee, Don Turner Jr., and Glenn Jacobson. Pardee is a commercial vessel owner, Turner a non-commercial vessel owner, and Jacobson is a member at large. All 3 plan to apply for reappointment. Because the Harbor Committee can no longer have 3 commercial seats, Harbor Master Bell asked Pardee if he wanted to apply for the other at-large seat. Pardee said he felt he could represent the wider community, so he said yes.
It's not uncommon to have people with each foot in 2 separate worlds of what we're trying to accomplish in these boards and commissions. So hopefully there's no conflict of interest concerns, because I don't think it rises to that at all. If it does, then we'll deal with that as it comes along.
Bell said no one else has applied for a seat on the committee so far.
If other individuals applied for the position, and that would be at the prerogative of the committee and the mayor of who would best represent that seat.
Danker says he's seen mayors and assemblies struggle to get people interested in serving on committees and boards, and he says he hopes more people will put in applications.
This committee works on a lot of issues that is of a nature in this community that has a lot of interest.
Applications are first reviewed by the committee, which makes a recommendation to the mayor. The mayor then makes appointments that need to be confirmed by the assembly. The 3 Port and Harbor Committee terms expire November 30th, but members will serve until they are reappointed or a successor is appointed. An application form can be found on the borough's website. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.